This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schultze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schultze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schultze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Anna, home of the Rockets, to take on the Rushi boys tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League. It's game 13 already for Rushi. Game 9 for Anna, which got off to the late start because of the terrific run by the Anna football team all the way to the state championship in Division 6. The Rockets took home all the marbles. Congratulations to them for a job well done. More than 20 seniors, a phenomenal season. So because of that late start to hoops, this game tonight is a contest that was moved from earlier in the month of December. As a result, these two teams are right back at it against each other in 10 days at Rushi. Shelby County League standings, well, Anna with a loss, Jackson Center with a loss. Anna Rockets still right in the hunt. Fort Loramie's lost 2 at 4-2. Bodkins 3-3. Fairlawn 2-3. Rushi 2-4. Houston 0-6. Chuck, the Rockets have put together a win streak of 5. Had the football legs for about 3 or 4 games and have really turned it on. These are athletes, and they've made the transition.
Yeah, I mean, you knew they were going to start slow and lost a couple of games that they probably wouldn't have lost if they would have not played that far into the football season. Bert Bixler has started. He started strong. He's been scoring well.
Yep.
You know, he's just one heck of an athlete. Huelskamp, who's more of an outside shooter, has started a little bit slow, but he's starting to pick up the pace. And then you look at where'd he go? Cam Stewart, he is a defensive stalwart, and he is a great rebounder. And boy, they count on that young man. And then Adam Leininger, another football name, it's starting to really come on. They're missing Dosek from last year, and he was one heck of a basketball player. But I think they're now finding different ways and different things they have to do as a team, and they're getting better and better.
Exactly. Rockets are adjusting to life without Griffin Dosek. 6'5", 6'6", 16 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, shot the 3 well, was an excellent free throw shooter, could put it on the floor, take it to the hoop. But everyone is really starting to chip in now for Anna. You mentioned Isaac Leininger, 24 points this past Saturday night against St. Henry. He dropped in 4 threes. You mentioned Cam Stewart, a defensive wizard. He had 13 in that game. Huelskamp and Bixler, only 20 combined. And in a previous Shelby County League game versus Botkins, Leininger had 10, Justin Murray 13, Stewart 11, 3 or 4 games ago. Fine performance by Ben Kovacs off the bench. He had 9. When these young men start scoring in support of Huelskamp and Bixler, wow, Anna's going to be mighty tough to handle. You know Bixler and Huelskamp are going to get their, 25, 28 between them? On some nights, more than that.
More than that, but yeah, you're right. And they would be thrilled if they can get 25, 30 points out of those two on a regular basis. And with what they've got to fill in, they're going to be every bit as tough and out when the tournament comes around as they were last year.
Anna's only league loss, December 27th, a game at Fort Loramie. Rockets were really off, were outplayed by Fort Loramie for 4 quarters. Fort Loramie scored 48 points from the start of the second quarter to the middle of the fourth. Anna just not in sync, still wearing their shoulder pads at that time. And then, wow, one game later, 3 days later, blister Jackson Center right here before a sellout crowd. Thumped them by 21 points. Outcome never in doubt from midway second quarter on.
Well, and that's, you know, I mean, that's a real good basketball team they beat. So, and that's what I was talking about. Stewart, he did a real nice job on Riker, who is the best big man in the league and one of the best big men in the area. And they did a nice job of shutting him down.
Hey, it's our first look at the Rushi Raiders. And when you talk about the blue and gold, wow, Mason Dapour, averaging almost 19 points a game, scored 34 earlier this year, 34 of the 54 for Rushi in a 10-point win over Botkins. Mason Dapour lighting it up. If he gets help, and Rushi's able to score 55 points, Raiders can be a mighty difficult challenge for anybody, especially in the confines of that Rushi gym. Will be interesting to see who guards Mason Dapour and who Mason has to waste a lot of energy guarding for Rushi.
Well, I think that's going to be a tougher matchup for Mason to guard either Bixler or Huelskamp than it is the other way around. And you look down, there's 3 names I remember from last year, and that is Adam Dapour, Mason Dapour, and Caleb Monin. Other than that, I really don't. I mean, they've had a real transition and turnover from last year, and they're well coached. That's one of the things you always know about Rushi. They're going to be well coached, and they're going to get better. They're certainly not. Nobody's looking past them when they play them.
Well, you mentioned the coaching at Rushi first. Nate Barhorst, 9 years at Anna. Dave Borcher, 2nd year head coach at Rushi. 18-year JV coach, so he knows this program inside and out. He taught at Minster for 10 years, taught at Northmont for 5. He's now in the private sector at Superior Aluminum right there in Rushi. But he knows basketball extremely well. You won't out-strategize Dave Borcher's head coach at Rushi. And interesting rivalry, Chuck. We've said oftentimes here on Scores Broadcast that in league contests, year in, year out, among the top three or four or five teams in the league, home court doesn't mean much. Well, it does in this series. In the last nine seasons, these two clubs have split 18 games right down the middle. Now, last year, Rushi won both games. The year before, or I should say last year, Anna won both games. 2 years ago, Rushi won both games. That was the year that Anna defeated Fort Loramie twice. Jackson's, let's see, how did that go? Anna beat Fort Loramie twice.
Jackson beat Rushi twice.
Well, it was a three-way tie. Jackson wasn't involved. Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice. Rushi beat Anna twice. Anna beat Fort Loramie twice.
That's right.
But in the previous 7 years, in the previous 7 years before the last two, a 14-game split, the home team won seven, and so, you know, it's 7-7. Last 2 years, clearly last season, Anna the stronger team. Year before, pretty much even up. Rushi won two cliffhangers 2 years ago here at Anna and at home.
Now, Rushi has been very senior-dominated since I've started doing this.
Yep.
They have a tendency to have a lot of kids. They don't get rid of some of the seniors that may not play a lot, so therefore, and again, this year, they've got two, three, four, five, six, seven. They got eight seniors on the varsity, and that gives them the ability to throw some kids out there that are going to have some confidence.
And I think Dave Borchers may be starting a couple of freshmen in this game that I will wait and see. But we think there's a good chance he may start a couple of frosh. You mentioned in the past Rushi being senior late. It's always been a very experienced club. In fact, I think over a period of 6 years, Rushi, with its experience, won or tied for the championship in the Shelby County League six consecutive seasons. I believe that is a correct stat.
Yeah, and then they would get into the tournament,
right,
and somebody that they had beaten twice would get them at Piqua. So, you know, I mean, it's just, this is such a tough league, and you can't, except for possibly Houston, you overlook somebody in this league and you're in trouble.
Yep. Last year, about two-thirds of the way through the season, these two teams hooked up here, Chuck. Anna was on a roll. It was a weeknight game. Rushi was scuffling a little bit, and you know what? That was a 3-4 possession game the whole night. Anna eked it out 58-52.
We were here, yeah.
Yes, we covered that game on scoresbroadcast.com. But Rushi's got a way of hanging around on the road and making life miserable for you. And you wind up here at home, if you're Anna, if you're in a tight game, middle, late third quarter, all of a sudden you feel the burden of pressure, and Rushi's got the psychological edge.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, because they're experienced. But this is an experienced where you want it to be experienced for the Rockets. They've got two guys handling the basketball. You got two guys that you want to, they're going to do the bulk of your scoring, and you don't have any more experience than Bixler and Huelskamp.
Right.
So, and riding the wave of the incredible football season that they had.
Yes, indeed. Don't want to look too far ahead, but on the 31st of this month, the last day of January, Anna is at Jackson Center. Very, very possible, maybe even likely, that those two clubs have just one loss in the league heading into that game. It's one of those seasons, though, Chuck, where, as we have seen, Fairlawn and Botkins, those two especially, can play with anybody on the road for sure at their gym. And don't count out Fort Loramie. Redskins shook off the shoulder pads. They've got basketball legs under them now. Head coach Corey Britton's got that team playing fine basketball.
Yeah, they're playing really well, and they're deep. I mean, we saw them twice this weekend. They won two games in overtime.
Yes.
And in each game, they got in some foul trouble, and they didn't miss a beat. They brought in subs and continued to score and continued to play real good basketball.
Again, the key tonight for Rushi, Mason Daypour, somehow, some way, against this hard-nosed, scrappy Anna defense, has got to get his 20. He's averaging between 18 and 19, as I noted. He's got to pull off a red-hot night. He's scoring 40% of Rushi's points.
Well, I'll tell you, from the time he was a sophomore, and there is absolutely one thing this kid does not have a problem with, and that's confidence.
Right.
So he's going to go out there. He's going to take his shots. He's never seen a shot he doesn't like, but Sometimes I thought when he had a lot of help last year, he maybe tried to take a game over when he shouldn't have. This year, he has no choice.
Right, exactly. Anna Rushi boys action, Shelby County League starters in the tip just around the corner. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on Scores, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. New underwriting sponsors, Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salida, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Brookins in Fort Loramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Oh, this Shelby County League, it's a toss-up. Fort Loramie hanging around, two losses, and a Jackson Center one loss. 2 years ago, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna, all three tied at the top. Not out of the realm of possibility this year. Not likely, but who knows. Three very good clubs with two losses or less right now. Anna Jackson Center with just one apiece. We've got the opening tip upcoming in just a moment. We are back in a couple of minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here at Anna, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Anna Rockets, Rushi Raiders, boys action, Shelby County League. Rushi Raiders starters being introduced. They're wearing the road gold. Blue numbers outlined in white, blue stripes down the sides of the shorts. First two introduced for the Raiders are Dawson Luthman, 6 foot senior guard, along with Mason Daypour, 5'11 senior guard. Also starting is 44 Zane Chappie. Let's make a change here. Chappie is wearing 44. Xavier Flippo is wearing 50. And Chuck, I missed the fifth starter. I think it was Caleb Monin. Caleb Monin, yes, is the fifth starter, 5'10" senior. Those are the five opening up for Rushi. I think there's a switch. Flippo's wearing 50. Zane Chappie is, or I should say Flippo's wearing 44. Well, I stand corrected. I think Chappie's wearing 44.
Chappie's wearing 44.
Yeah, Flippo's wearing 50. That was a change in the last hour and a half that I noted in the scorebook for the Rushi Raiders. Opening five for Anna has been pretty steady all year long. It reads like this. Isaac Leininger, who was red hot, drilled 24 against St. Henry on Saturday. Isaac, a 6 foot senior, had a guard out front with Riley Yuskamp, a 5'10 senior, and Bart Vixler, a 5'11 senior. Defensive ace Cam Stewart, 6'2 senior, Justin Murray, 6'4 senior, in the opening five.
Dave Borchers made it a point of the football starters when they came out. He made it a point. I could see what he said to them, what a terrific season they had in football. And he congratulated them. That's a class act.
That sure is. That sure is indeed. I love these gold uniforms.
Yeah.
That bright yellow, call it gold.
I haven't found shoes I like better than the orange ones that we saw Saturday night.
Right. The only thing I'm missing on these Rushi players, how about neon fluorescent yellow gold shoes? They're wearing the blue sneakers. And in the home, white top to bottom, green numbers, green trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Rockets, Yulescamp. Yulescamp fires to Stewart, who breaks free down inside. Wow. Layup good.
Nice pass.
Right away, Anna barges on top, 2-0. Here comes Shappy up and over the timeline for Rushi. He throws the ball to the right. No one there for the Raiders, and it goes out of bounds. And Anna will bring it down the floor. Empty possession right out of the bat for Rushi. Rockets had the ball, far right wing. It's Murray. Skips a pass cross-court to Leininger. He dives into the lane, probes the middle, and hits a floater. 4-0 Anna in the game's first half minute. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure applied by the Rockets. Rushi to bring it down. Chappie, a 5'10 frosh. Xavier Flippo, a 6-foot frosh. They're among the opening five for Rushi. Bad pass on the arc. Here's the steal by Yulescamp. He darts the other way. Got it for two. And Anna's jumping out to a quick burst. 6-0 lead over the Raiders. Head coach Dave Borchers' timeout back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Thanks so much to Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The Saturday night special at Brookins, two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy that new late-night menu open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here's Rushi, forecourt to her left. Raiders without a shot yet so far. And here is tight guarding on the arc by the Anna Rockets. Oh, what a steal by Yulescamp. He finds an open player down the court. It's Stewart again, driving layup, two more. 8 points, Anna. 4 of 4 from the floor. Rushi yet to take a field goal attempt.
What a steal that time by Yulescamp. He just picked Apor clean.
Yep, he was quite physical on the play. And pickpocket him. Here's a foul line jump shot by Caleb Monin of Rushi. No good. Bounces off the iron. Anna darts down the floor in a hurry. Lining her into the paint. Off to Bixler. To Yulescamp. He probes the middle. Puts one up off the backboard. No good. Rebound Daypour for Rushi. Nice save. Backcourt to Dawson Luthman. Back to Mason, who glides up the floor. Baseline left. Open shooter. Caleb Monin. It rimmed. Long rebound. Tap, tap to Bixler for Anna. He scoots in from the left side of the court. Leaves it short. Rebound pinballed all around. Murray reaches up. Spears it for Anna. Barrels toward the basket. Misfires from 6 feet. And Rushi's got the rebound. 8-0 Anna. We played 2:15. We say hello to Dave Bell in Florida. Hello, Dave. Shout out to him.
Doesn't he ever stay home?
We are oftentimes giving him shout outs.
I think it was Brazil during football.
Well, from one continent to another, or one state to another. Here's Rushi scrambling near midcourt. Ball poked into backcourt by Anna. Daypour tracks it down for Rushi. Mason, calm dribble. Boy, you sense that Anna's tenacious football-like defense, which is hustling Rushi all over the floor. has got the Raiders frustrated here at the start. Here's a baseline push shot flipped up there by Zane Chappie. It danced off the rim, no good. Rebound, Anna, and the Rockets dash the other way in a jiffy. Driving layup, good, Chuck.
By Leininger.
Leininger nails two. 10-0, Anna. Dave Borchers, head coach Rushi, gets his second timeout in less than 3 minutes and 20 seconds here at the start. 10-0 Rockets on scorersbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Rushi Raiders have been shocked. 10-0, Anna in the lead. 4:49 left to play yet, first quarter. Rushi's won twice in the Shelby County League, beaten Botkins and Houston. Thumped Botkins by 10 on a night when Mason Daypour poured in 34. Here's a Rushi shot blocked on the play. Loose ball rebound picked up by the Raiders. Outside jumper, Jordan Meyer got it. 6'2 sophomore, cans a triple. Rushi on the board finally, 10-3, and in the lead. Ball thrown to Murray for Anna, short corner. On the arc to Yulskamp, now to Bixler, who sets and shoots. A tray on the way, short. Strong rebound, Murray. Tries to go across the bottom of the key to Leininger, and it's picked off. Taken away by Xavier Flippo, who steers his way down the floor. Pulls up, lets it fly. Off to the right, rebound, Anna, foul. A gold jersey over the back. 4:10 left, opening quarter, 10-3, Anna in the lead.
Well, we talked about the experience. Rushi's got two freshmen and a sophomore on the floor right now.
Yes. Ball thrown to Stewart at midcourt for Anna. They get three-quarter court pressure by Rushi, and the Raiders steal. Daypour's got it. Adam Daypour on the floor now, 5'9 senior guard. On the wing, it goes to Xavier Flippo. Turkey jerky move to the foul stripe. Weaves it out back to Mason Daypour, 25 feet away. He simply can't get a look. High right, open player, Xavier Flippo bombs it. He's crashed to the floor, shot no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting a long three-pointer. And he's got three at the stripe. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna can't be pleased with that.
Well, no, that was on Murray. And I think that was his second. That was just kind of a silly foul.
Free throw, Xavier Flippo. Rushi, good. 10-4, Anna leads. Second shot, Xavier Flippo spins it in his hands. Up and in once more. He's got a third. So after Anna leaped to a 10-0 lead, Rushi's got a chance on a made three and three free throws as a result of a foul on a three to get right back within 4 points. And the Raiders do. Some sharp shooting at the line, but Xavier Flippo, he didn't hit the rim on any of the three. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Anna 10, Rushi 6. Forecourt right, it's Bixler. Cross court to Yulskamp. Rushi is manning, it appears at the moment, right, Chuck? Man-to-man defense, right?
They're picking them up full court and then get half court man-to-man.
Here's Bart Bixler, baseline left, in a lot of traffic, a crowd. And fortunately for Bart, who lost the ball, it went off the shoe of a Raider out of bounds.
Now, Rushi weathered the hot start, and they're only down four now.
Right. Onslaught by Anna to begin, 10-0. Now it's 10-6. Here's a deep inside pass thrown on the arc, but Kovacs is in for Anna. Down inside to Isaiah Masteller. And he's jammed by two Rushi defenders. Can't get the shot to the rim. And Rushi's got the rebound. Here's Daypour. And he is diving into the lane, twisting, turning, fadeaway from 14, a beaut. 10-8, Anna Batu now. Here's a high cross-court pass. Bixler intending to reach Stewart. It's muffed. And here's Daypour on a breakout down the floor. Mason Daypour, yes, for two. And Anna needs a respite. Tied up at 10, 2:39 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
I give Rushi a lot of credit for being so alert, very good awareness. Anna, though, Chuck's tried to be too efficient offensively. One too many passes at times.
Yep, and this 2-2-1 half-court trap has been very effective for Rushi.
Well, we're tied up at 10. Here is Mastella deep in the left corner for Anna and off the bench, 6'2 junior. And he gets a little too deep. Baseline left of the rim. Rushi sets up shop and draws the charge.
Well, he did a good job of finding Kovacs in the lane, but he went one step too far, and it was a charge.
Yep, good call. 10-10, 2:20 left, first quarter. Backcourt, Flippo for Rushi. Crossover dribble against Bixler. Down the right side. Oh, it's Dayport, a back cut. He juggled, nearly walked, fed it to a teammate. Little half hook to Jordan Meyer. Hit the rim, came off. Good rebound down inside to Shappy. Flips it on the arc to Flippo. Falls down as he lets it go from behind the arc. Rim, backboard, no. Reach-in foul on Rushi on the rebound attempt.
I'll tell you this, Flippo not shy about putting the shot up.
And I tell you what, head coach Dave Borchers, who plays some young people, does have experience in the roster, but he's playing youth. He's going to rely on the three-point shot a lot this year.
Well, yeah, they don't have any real size.
No.
So.
You got Dawson Luthman, 6-foot guard. Mason Daypour, 5'11 guard. Caleb Monin, 5'10 senior. Freshman Flippo and Shappy, 6'5", 10 respectively. Here is Kovacs in the post now for Anna. Vanna, 6'2", junior. Throws it on the arc to Masteller.
Wow.
Oh, look at him chug. Right down the left side of the lane. He slipped his way to the basket and laid it through.
He was a heck of a JV player last year. He was fun to watch.
Sure was. He's sneaky quick. Displayed it right there. 12-10, Anna. Oh, here's an overplay on the arc. Masteller and Bixler, double team, taken away. Driving layup, other direction. Good by Bixler. 14-10, Anna before. A minute 15 left, opening quarter. Here is Flippo in backcourt, being hounded by Bixler. And then here comes the double team from the blind side. It's Masteller on the takeaway. An easy deuce at the other end. Head coach Dave Borchers has seen enough. His third timeout.
Wow.
Opening quarter. A minute left. 16-10, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. More about Hoing and Hoing in just a moment as time permits. We are pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Good timeout for Rushi. They beat the Anna pressure. And driving hard down the floor goes Adam Daypour in from the left wing, lays it up and through as Rushi whipped right past the Anna press. They blew it to Smithereens, got an easy hoop out of it, 16-12. Anna's lead is 4, 50 seconds left in the opening quarter. Ball knocked out by Rushi down here at Anna's offensive end. Ball goes into the post to Kovacs from Masteller. Hooking foul, Dawson Luthman from the rear.
45.6 to go, first quarter of play. Anna, home team in white, inbounding below the rim. Playmaker Huelskamp throws on the arc to Leininger. Coming off a screen, right corner, Masteller. High Archer, short. Rebound down to Rushi, which more than likely will play for one. Dave Porter, the time lag. Mason on the bounce. Outside the arc on the right wing to Jordan Meyer. Tries it, a cutter down inside. Zane Chappie blown up on the play by Anna, which swats it out of bounds.
Yeah, Leininger followed him down the lane and just did a nice job of blocking it without fouling him.
23.8 to go, first quarter. Sitting down, Adam Dayport for Rushi. Raiders inbound, deep left corner. Here's a long fall-away three by Xavier Flippo. He was well guarded as he chucked it up there, hit the corner of the backboard, flew out of bounds.
Not a good shot there with the time on the clock.
Now Anna, as a result of the misfire by Rushi, gets a chance to conclude the quarter with points. Masteller, timeline, 8 seconds to go. Out back to Huelskamp with 5.5 to play. He fakes right, goes left. He's in the middle of the lane. Little jumper, 10-footer, good with a second to go. Nice bucket, Huelskamp for Anna, which is on top, 18-12 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. These two clubs played a six-point close encounter last year, right here. Anna won it. Rockets were highly favored. Rushi played him tough on the Rockets hardwood 2 years ago. Rushi won a pair of squeakers, home and away. And the second quarter begins good for Rushi. Ball thrown baseline right to Mason Daypour. He sneaks around one and a defender and jumps and hits from 8 feet away. Nice shot by Daypour. Friendly roll on the ring. Anna with the ball up four now. 18-14 after leading 18-12 after one. Leininger, Masteller. Murray sets a screen. He rolls. Masteller doesn't pass it. He shoots it instead. A long one. Short. Rim. Backboard. Rebound jerked off by Leininger. Bumped on the play by Rushi. Common foul. Ball inbounded by Anna to the right of the rim. Playmaker Masteller. Masteller looking, trying to find the cutter. Bixolo on the right. Ooh, a nice interception on the play by Daypour, who races down the floor, pulls up foul line, got it from 15. Two straight goals by Daypour. Mason with 4 points in a row for Rushi, 18-16, and up two. Quickly Rockets right corner, Leininger left open, misfired from long range. Long rebound to Bixler inside the arc, hits it, 16-footer. 20-16, Anna. Daypour up the floor against Bixler for Rushi. Daypour between the rings. Is outside the arc on the right to Flippo. Flippo baseline right to a teammate, Caleb Mon, and it's a cutter sprinting down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. And Xavier Flippo was contacted by Anna and fouled. Flippo must have been in the act of receiving the ball and shooting it up there at the same time, Chuck.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good block, but I thought there might have been some body. He went down hard.
Free throw, though, is strong off the back iron. I lost eye contact of the play for a split second. Didn't realize that
Filippo had gotten the shot away. Two at the stripe for him. First one, no. Second one, yes. 20-17, Anna with three. Rockets in backcourt. It's Hulskamp to Bixler. They trade passes. Comes right back to Bart. Cross court to Riley. Outside the arc on the right, Mark Bixler. Day pour on him. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders. Ball thrown to Leininger, 25 feet away. Caleb Monin greets him. Deep in the left corner, it's Bixler. Now Hulskamp between the rings. Outside the arc, near side, it's Masteller. Tries to use the screen from Stewart, who rolls. Then the ball goes to Leininger. Short corner, baseline right. High Archer, no, off the ring. Rebound right into the lap of Filippo for Rushi, which is down by just three. 5:50 left, second quarter. It is Bixler guarding Filippo tightly. Dyer's Daypour on the arc. Cam Stewart's got the assignment of following Mason Daypour right now.
Yeah, he switched off, so he's stuck with him.
So here's Mason exploring the middle of the lane, shovels it from his ankles way up in the air. It hits the top of the backboard, doesn't glance off a supporter cable, comes down, was never out of bounds. And then eventually it is ruled a foul on Anna or knocked out of bounds.
No, it was a foul on Anna. Called on Leininger.
Leininger picked up the personal.
That's his second. He's going to sit for a little bit now.
He's got two. Murray's got two.
Let me find Murray because, no, he's only got one.
Only one on Justin. Ball inbounded on the play by Rushi, which is down by only three. Oh, here's a good take to the rim. Opening presented itself for Xavier Filippo, who shot it long, though. Rebound, Anna. Long throw down the floor to Bixler. Bixler powers in. Missed it, no good. Rebound, no good. Murray on the stick back. He's fouled. He'll get two at the stripe. That's where Anna would seemingly have an advantage in the person of 6'4", Justin Murray. Rockets unable to get him the looks that they would prefer so far. Murray, two foul shots coming. Anna up only three. Free throw Murray is popped up and in. 21-17. Anna led in this game 10-0. And then Rushi tied it 10-10.
Yep. Yeah, they made a nice comeback. They're hanging.
Second foul shot, Murray for the Rockets on its way. Much too strong. Hit the back rim. Came down. Hit the front rim.
Perfect.
Did a little dance on the rim, and Justin Murray said that's the way I called it.
He said it's a shooter's touch.
Perfect, as Chuck noted. 22-17, Anna by five. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dawson Luthman. He strolls into the lane. Little fadeaway from 8 feet. Missed it off the back rim. Rushi's got the rebound, though. Raiders reset. Here's Filippo. Outside the arc on the right, Adam Daypour. Right corner, Monin. Monin's pinched. Goes to Adam Daypour. Here's Dawson Luthman inside the arc. Right flank. Short. Rebound, Anna. Oh, what a break. Masteller down to Stewart. Shot wouldn't go. Followed by Hulskamp. Up, no good, but a foul on Rushi. 4:33 left in the second. 22-17 lead, Anna by five.
Hulskamp ran the floor that time, and he got rewarded by going to the free throw line.
Well, if Rushi can stay within three possessions, head coach Dave Borchers will be pleased. If the halftime deficit's no more than five or six, free throw is in by Hulskamp, 23-17 Rockets. Dawson Luthman out for the gold-shirted Raiders. Second free throw on the way, up and through. 24-17, Anna by seven. Clock under 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Filippo at midcourt. Here comes the double-team trap. He gets the pass away, though, in time to Adam Daypour, who looks back to his left and heaves a mistaken throw into the Anna bench.
Well, they've turned it over seven times, but three of those were stolen at midcourt for layups. So that's six points they've given up.
Yeah, those live ball turnovers against a club like Anna result in instant points, usually. Masteller on the arc to Hulskamp for Anna. Far left wing, he goes to Bixler. Bixler navigates the lane, then leaves it behind him for Stewart. Stewart hoists up a three. It hit the back of the rim. Bodies fly in the paint area. Foul on a white shirt.
It was going to be on Murray, and he cleared out pretty well to get that rebound. It was obvious.
And now that is two.
That is the second.
Right.
And they're going to come back in with Ben Kovacs.
Even four to go until halftime. 24-17 lead, Anna. Rushi in backcourt is Flippo working against Bixler. Flippo left-hand dribble, now crosses over. Veers down the right side on a handoff to Mason Daypore. Tell you what, if Mason Daypore can get hot, he by himself can enable the Raiders to stay right in the thick of this game. Ball pass to the foul line. Here's a little runner by Shappy, left open, hits it from 10 feet. He popped that one in, got below the foul stripe. Nobody slid off to handcuff him, and he poured it through.
Yeah, Stewart went to help that time, trying to get the steal, and that left him wide open.
Right, 24-19, Hanaba 5, 3:16 left. Here's a deep left corner three by Bixler. It rattles in and out. Tough break. Long rebound to Rushi. Raiders within 5, 3 minutes left, second quarter. Daypore in backcourt. Fires ahead to Flippo. Flippo with a late feed into the lane to Adam Daypore. Adam Daypore, shot fake. Little dipsy-do move, then hands it off to a teammate, Zane Shappy. He drops it in. The extra pass paid off. And Rushi's back within 3 with 2:40 left here in the second quarter. Nice teamwork, Raiders. Baseline right, Kovacs. Cross-court pass to Masteller. Left open, look out. Three-pointer swish. He's got nice form.
He is going to be a force as a senior next year when he has to take over.
Yeah, but I tell you what, he's going to produce double digits off the bench, I think, a lot of games this season.
Yeah, they've got the JV coach, Finkenbein's kid, who's a sophomore who would be playing for almost every other team.
Well, Anna pressures out high, and Rushi finds the open man inside. Caleb Mon and Adam Daypore lay up good. 27-23, Anna by 4 again, 2 minutes left, first half. Here's Stewart straight away. High left to Masteller, left wing Bixler. Rushi following players all over the floor, good man-to-man. Here's a behind-the-back pass by Hillskamp. He entered the paint, tried to flip it to Kovacs. Kovacs got a hand on it, so did a Rushi player, and he guided the ball out of bounds.
That was a great pass and a real nice block on the other end.
And timeout, Nate Barhorst.
Meyer.
Meyer. Yes, indeed. Good play by Rushi's Meyer. 1:53 to go till halftime. Timeout Rockets, who are up 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Here, here!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Chuck, we digress for just a moment. For just a moment, I should say. Alex Cora out as Red Sox manager. I'm a little surprised the Astros did what they did. They had the team that was stacked, loaded to win it all. They didn't need any trash can technology.
No, they did not have to. That was just stupid. That is Richard Nixon when he was going to win by about 80%.
Exactly. Well, as we return to live action, Bart Bixler was just left open behind the arc, and he hurled in a long trifecta for Anna. That's a big bucket. Anna back up 7 now. Minute 26 to go in the first half of this game. And Rushi has a player slide his way into the paint in the person of Zane Shappy. The ball clawed out of bounds by Anna, which tagged it up against the wall down to her left. Rushi inbounds play. Ball thrown into the lane to Daypore. He's darned and determined to create a shot. Missed a fadeaway, a wild one. Rebound Anna. Rocket sprint left to right and throw it out of bounds in the corner. A haste makes waste.
Lefty's feet had no place to go with it.
Again, why in the world did the Astros think they needed to do what they did?
I don't know.
They had the most loaded team in baseball for a period of, what, at least a few years anyway. Players sprawling on the floor at midcourt. Ball knocked loose. Rushi brought it down. Anna shook it free. And we've got a jump, no, a foul over guarding Rushi. And yep. Riley Yulskamp shaking up his right elbow.
Yeah, he went down hard on that elbow. But I'll tell you, when you got Bixler and Yulskamp both hawking you, and then you got Masteller and Stewart coming at you from the other side, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's a tougher-than-nails defense, that's for sure. Kovacs at the stripe for Anna, 1-1. He blew it short. Rebound pinballed around. Bixler's got it for Anna. 1 minute to go, first half, 7-point game. Look at Masteller go to the wall. Oh, herky-jerky down the lane. Shoveled it waist high up and in. Isaiah Masteller, dandy play. 9-point game. Anna near steal midcourt. Rushi's got it. Scattered floor. Flip into the paint. Off to a teammate. Shot glanced off the backboard. Missed it. No good. Not close, but that's because Anna fouled hard.
Yep. Well, he got lucky that time because he almost turned it over three times and then found himself open enough to at least shoot the ball up towards the rim.
Right-o. Xavier Flippo with a pair. First one is sunk by Flippo.
It's 5 of 6 from the free throw line.
He's got a nice stroke. Dead eye from 15 feet away.
There you go.
That one clanged off. Rebound Anna. 8-point game, 38 seconds to go, first half, as Flippo splits 1 of 2. He is a good-looking frosh, as is Shappy. They both are for the Rushi Raiders. Outside the arc, it's Masteller, 22 to go, first half. 32-24, Anna. Masteller and Yulskamp, who shook off the elbow, ouch. He's back on the floor for the final 11 seconds. In fact, Riley's got the ball now ahead of the key. Gives it up, gets it back, 7 to play. Foul line to Stewart. Straight away, missed it from 14. Rebound Rushi, steal backcourt. Stewart's got it. Threw one toward the rim in frantic fashion. Couldn't get it to go. First half finishes as the Anna Pep Band strikes up here at the Rockets Gymnasium. 8-point lead, Anna over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. serving Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying is one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying has got it for you. They're for sale on Rector Road and a school district, high-speed internet. For info to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. And by the way, Hoying and Hoying is looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. For info, call 394-7144. Hoying and Hoying Builders, what you can imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying in Anna. 8-point lead, Anna over Rushi at halftime, which is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, the Rockets have a 16-12 rebounding advantage, 7-4 on the offensive boards. Rushi's turned it over twice as many times as Anna, 10-5. Free throw shooting, Anna 4-5 from the line. Rushi 5-7 from the line. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Mason Daypore with 8. Then they got 5 from Xavier Flippo. They got 4 each from Adam Daypore and Zane Chappie. And 3 from Jordan Meyer on a 3 that he made in the first quarter. They scored 12 in each quarter, 24 for the half. Anna led by Isaiah Masteller off the bench with 9. They got 7 from Bixler, 6 from Huelskamp, 4 each from Leininger and Stewart, 2 from Murray. They scored 18 and 14, lead at 32-24 at the half.
And the Rushi Raiders, 5-7, came into this game tonight a prohibitive underdog, Chuck, no doubt. Anna 6-2 on a roll, 5 straight victories. Rushi was down 10-0 in 3 minutes, and then 2 minutes later tied the game up at 10. Head coach Dave Borchers' club came to play Anna hard and aggressive and not back down here tonight.
Yeah, well, they went to that half-court trap, which was effective. They didn't get a ton of steals out of it, but it slowed the Rockets down, so yep. They had to change the pace of the offense. If they got to quit turning the ball over at midcourt, because I tell you what, when Anna runs at them and gets them to turn, there's somebody else coming to looking for that steal, and they've been very effective. They've turned it over 4 times now in midcourt for 8 points, and that is the difference in the ballgame right now.
Good observation. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna 32, Rushi 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All-Southwest District, and
special mention all Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment as always. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 14 years ago. Tonight, thanks to LaCal, we spotlight a couple of cheerleaders. Shelby Ham, sophomore from Anna. Lauren Monier, junior from Rushi. Shelby is the daughter of Laura and John, 4.0 student, active at Spanish Club FTA, Sydney Shelby County YMCA. Football cheerleader is Shelby for Anna. She'd like to attend Ohio State and study biology or pre-med.
Wow.
Hey, talk about aspirations.
There you go.
Yep, she set the goals high. Lauren Monier, junior cheerleader, Rushi, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Karen and Chad. She's a volleyball player, volunteers at St. Remy Church, would like to begin her education at a two-year college, pursue the career in radiology. Lauren, by the way, has a brother, Evan. We remember him. He's at Sinclair. Another brother, Ethan. He's at Toledo. Evan, a 2019 grad. Ethan, a 2017 grad. And I forgot to mention that Shelby Ham of Anna has a sister who is a senior, Sarah. Shelby Ham, Anna cheerleader, Lauren Monier, Rushi cheerleader, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, here we go. We start the third quarter from Anna. Rockets in the lead by 8. On the floor, Cam Stewart. He's got the ball. In fact, it's the 5 who started the game for Anna on the floor, opening up action.
There he goes.
Here in the third quarter. Oh, look at that nifty drive by Bart Bixler. He carved out space in the lane. He's mighty slick.
Yeah, he got a step on Daypour, and there was no stopping him once he gets in the lane.
That was all she wrote. 2 points for Bixler. Anna up 10, 34-24. Opening 35 seconds, third quarter of this game. Here is Rushi with the ball on the arc. It's Flippo. Handoff on the play to Caleb Monin. Looks like the 5 who began the game for Rushi out there as we kick off play in the second half. Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well. Nice feed by Daypour, who had broken into the lane, was doubled, then flipped it behind him. Chappie connected. Trying to counter is Leininger from long distance. In and out, no good. Strong offensive rebound. Hillskamp for Anna. 36-27, wow. Rockets up 9.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Here's a little drive into the paint area by Zane Chappie. It rimmed out. No good for Rushi. Rebounded by the Anna Rockets. Down the floor to Leininger. Reverse layup is in and out. No good. Rebound lost by Murray. Had it momentarily. Picked off by Flippo of Rushi. Somehow, some way for the Raiders, Chuck, Mason Daypour needs to warm up. How many points does he have?
He's got 8.
Averaging between 18 and 19. Daypour, cross-court pass to Flippo, skipped it to him. Long 3-ball, banged off the rim. Rebound to Anna. Hustling down the floor as Hillskamp down the left side of the lane. Hits it on the run. vintage Riley Hills camp right there. 38-27, Anna by 11. 5:51 left in the third quarter. Here's a drive, and Mason Daypour had a shot altered. High in the air, off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out to Flippo. Rushi still got it. Here's Shappy into the paint area. Ducks under, shot blocked by Murray. Good defensive play. Loose ball to Yuleskamp, motoring down the floor to the rack. Good for two. And a foul by Rushi.
Yeah, not a great start, but I'll tell you what, the shot by Daypour at the other end down there, if that thing would have gone, that would have been beautiful. I'm telling you, he laid it up as high as he could off the backboard, and it just almost went in.
Yep, and then Yuleskamp takes it the other way after the Shappy shot that was blocked. Who did block that? Was that Murray?
That was Murray.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is at one end you got Daypour with trying to finesse. At this end you just got strength.
Right. Free throw, Yuleskamp good on the finish of the three-point play. Here's Daypour down the right side of the paint for Rushi. Fall away 12-footer. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Anna. Anna was said to have held in getting the board, I think, Leininger.
Caught a travel on him.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep.
A walk-on Isaac as he tried to hustle down the floor in a hurry. 41-27, Anna. 5:22 left third quarter. Adam Daypour to Mason Daypour in the lane. On the arc, it goes to Flippo. Foul line extended left. Checked there by Bixler. Popping out to catch, Adam Daypour for Rushi. Left wing of the handoff. He goes to Flippo. Baseline left to teammate Caleb Monin. Across the bottom of the key to Adam Daypour. Blocked. Taken away by Anna. Long pass. A run out. Finished by Bixler at the other end. Raiders need a break. Down 16 now is Rushi. As Anna was up 8 at the half, they doubled distance.
They started out a 10-0 run to start the game, an 11-0 run to start the third quarter.
Here we go. 16-point lead Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Up, the Anna Rockets were up 8, 32-24 at the break. And an 11-3 start opening the second half of play.
Yeah, yeah, when they get rolling, they're hard to stop. You can't key on one person.
Nope. This is a club, Chuck, in Division 4, or I should say Division 3. Anna wishes they were in D4.
Nobody else in Division 4 does.
Right. But it's a D3 club, Chuck, that can score points about as fast as anybody. I don't care what division.
Yep. Yeah, I misspoke. I forgot about the three that Chappie hit.
Anna can change that scoreboard in a hurry. They can put through points in a heartbeat on you. Here is Rushi attacking to our right. Down to 16. 25 feet away, Flippo enters the paint. Throws a one-hand pass down inside Adam Daypour. Knocked loose by Anna. Now we got a scattered floor. Ball on the deck. Rushi got it. Threw it to Flippo in the lane. Lost it. Anna recovered it, but the Rocket player was out of bounds. Yuleskamp.
Wow.
That was a hot potato.
Hey, Rushi can't do anything without Anna getting a hand on the basketball.
Right. Quick hands. Anna will darn near deny about every pass. Ball lobbed in by Rushi. Out back to Mason Daypour. Long three-pointer. Way short because it didn't hit the rim. It afforded the Raiders an easy rebound and stick back attempt by Adam Daypour, who was chopped on the arm.
Well, Mason might call that an assist.
Yeah. 4:20 left, third quarter. And up 16. Foul shot, Adam Daypour, too strong.
Line drive.
Tell you what, Chuck, this is a Rushi Raiders team, which is small, it's young, but it has got the potential to really
be better by tournament time. Yeah, I mean, you're playing two freshmen and a sophomore. They're only going to get better because you can see they've got talent.
Yeah, Rushi lost on the road in a big way to Fairlawn. Did the Raiders, but they played Versailles mighty tough, lost by six. 5-point game at the end of three.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, hung right with the Versailles Tigers to the Raiders a few weeks ago. One of two free throws down to our right by Rushi, and then Anna counters with a good, strong post-up move in the paint area by Justin Murray, and he flipped it up and in from 10 feet away. Here's a Rushi play down the floor. Flippo hits the cutter. Mason Dayport swiped by Anna. Here come the Rockets right to left in a jiffy. Knocked out of bounds by Rushi.
Boy, what quick hands that time by Fuelscamp at the other end.
Oh, yeah, lightning quick. 45-28. Anna had by 17. Ball thrown into Stewart. Fakes the handoff to Fuelscamp. He fooled the Raiders. Drove to the rim and put it through. Heads up play by Cam Stewart. 19-point spread, the biggest. Dayport, midcourt, elbow foul. Fuelscamp as he threw a forearm shiver into Zane Shappy.
Yeah.
Ticky-tack.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't see a forearm. He did go up to protect himself. In college football, I've been targeting, and they were throwing him out of the game.
Dayport, midcourt. Veers right for Rushi. Sets up and shoots. Does Mason. 25-footer in and out. Tough break. Rebound far side of the floor. Poked out of bounds by Rushi.
I've never seen a kid that's 5'11", and I'm not positive he's 5'11", Bart Bixler, that plays like he's about 6'4".
Isn't that the truth?
What springs that kid's got in his legs?
And in addition, Bart is so smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Midcourt, Bixler. Down the left side, it goes to Masseller. Deep left corner, three on the way. Clang off the rim. Rebound, foul stripe. Mason Dayport, Rushi. 3 minutes to go, third. Mason stops, head of the key. Gives it up on the play to teammate Jordan Meyer. 6'2 soft. Jordan, a pass to the post. Quick turn, layup, good. Nice play, Rushi down low. Pivoting was A.J. Sager in off the bench, 6-foot senior. He got it up there right now. 47-30. Anna leads by 17. Fuelscamp high right. Right corner Murray. Murray swivels toward the lane area, and he's hooked on the play by a Raider. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. Maybe so.
Well, I see Fairlawn coaching staff. I see Jackson Center coaching staff. I see Fort Loramie coaching staff.
Yeah, the whole world could be here because this was an add-on game,
right,
to make up for a contest that Anna had to move because of the run to the state championship in D6 football. These two teams collide once again a week from Friday at Rushi. Jackson Center, as I noted during our pregame, has played 7 Shelby County League games. Anna's played 4, obviously the least of the 7 clubs. 1 of 2 free throws made by Murray for Anna, which is on top 48-30, with 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. Has Dayport scored in this quarter, Chuck?
He has not.
He's stuck at 8. He's got the ball out high. Goes right flank to teammate Jordan Meyer. Jordan gives it up on the play to Shappy. There's Mason trying to go to work on Fuelscamp. Can't do it. Now Shappy, left wing Flippo, and it's jabbed out of bounds by Bixler of Anna.
Almost not fair having Bixler on a freshman.
And 2 minutes left, third quarter, ball inbounded midcourt to Dayport. Mason's got it for Rushi. He peers inside. Gets a screen on the play from Shappy. Loops it to Sager. Then Sager tries to loop it into the corner of a teammate. It's too high. Goes out of bounds.
In his defense, that cheerleader that it almost hit, she was open.
1:54 to go in the third quarter. 48-30. Anna's put this game away with a flurry of points in the third period. It was only 8 at the halftime break, 6 at the end of 1. Here's Masteller on the arc for Anna. Between the rings, it is Fuelscamp, right side Bixler. On top, Stewart. Now Masteller. Left flank, Fuelscamp. Left baseline, Bixler. spin move back to the basket. He got a little too cute on that one. The defender, Flippo, stood his ground and caused the turnover.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a bump and lost control of the ball. Good defense.
Yep. Minute 29 to go, third quarter. Eight players in backcourt. Rushi inbounding. Oh, Masteller sneaks in front, steals, makes the extra pass to Kovacs, who blew it. That was the chippy that would not go down.
Wow, that was a great steal.
Quickly down the floor, Flippo for Rushi. Shovel pass, baseline right. Touched by Anna, out of bounds. 78 seconds to go, third quarter. It's an 18-point game. Baseline right at the basket. Rushi throwing in. It's Adam Daypour, the trigger man. Nice feed. Low on the left to Caleb Monin. Shot fake. He goes up, and he's tipped on the wrist. He'll get two at the stripe. A minute 17 left in the third quarter. 48-30 in favor of Anna. Rockets lead by 18 points. At the line, Monin for Rushi. First free throw. No good off the back of the rim. He missed it. Second shot, Caleb Monin. 5'10 senior guard. Dips the knees. Eyes the goal. Lets it go. It is good. 48-31. Anna 17. 70 seconds left here in the third quarter. Bixler, Hulskamp, pitch and catch, midcourt. Hulskamp down the left side. Hits Kovacs low on the left. Power move to the rim. Got it off the backboard. Good play, Ben Kovacs, 6'2 junior. 50-31, Anna. Midcourt with the ball is Flippo. Outside the arc, good hedge by Anna. Raiders had to give it up. Baseline left. It's fed on the plate of Shaffy. A little looper from 7 feet. Bingo. He's got it.
And Dave Borcher's got the call. Guy's whistle out. Guy's shirt on. It was double dribble.
Uh-huh. Good awareness for Coach Borchers. Referee did see it. Might not have had quite the angle as Dave, but saw enough of it to confirm the call. Trouble in backcourt for Rushi. Anna pressuring, nearly stole it. They do pop it free. Raiders get it back. Then they make one too many passes with 10 seconds to go, and Anna steals. Here's Masteller to Stewart at midcourt. 5 seconds left. One, two, three passes by Anna. Layup, Bixler rimmed just before the buzzer. Long 45-footer off the backboard by Daypour of Rushi. 50-33, Anna after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So many thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. And Saturday, Chuck, we journey to Berlin, home of Berlin Highland High School and the classic in the country, Fort Loramie Game 1 at 9, Tri-Village in Game 2 at 10:30, high-quality girls contest on Saturday morning.
Well, I got on the computer today and looked, and I'm going to be leaving tomorrow, and I think I can be there in time for the game on Saturday morning.
If you don't get lost.
I have a tenant. I mean, I'm old.
If you don't get lost like your last journey.
My last two journeys.
Yeah, one from Pickwick just to St. Henry.
Yeah, well, they moved it on me while I was driving. Here is Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Ball knocked away to the center line. And we had a scramble, loose ball out of bounds off a gold jersey. And up 17, first 25 seconds of the fourth quarter. I know what you did.
Me too.
When you came north from Piqua to go to St. Henry, you got to Minster, and where 66 came in from the right, you turned left. Well, 66 makes a jog there, goes north for a short ways. You went left, got out in no man's land in what, Northern Dark or Southern Mercer County somewhere?
Yep, got to meet a lot of nice people there.
And then when you went to the Ohio-Indiana line, you realized you were west too far.
So I went up, and we just did the game up in Muncie.
Bad pass, steal. Anna threw it away. Rushi got it. And then Rushi launched a throw down the floor, and it went out of bounds.
Kind of a sloppy start for the first 57 seconds here in the fourth quarter.
At 50-33, Rockets by 17. This was a six-point game after one, only eight at half. That was the spread, 8 points. And then the Anna Rockets pulled away to lead by 17 as we kick off action here in the fourth. Bixler's got the ball 25 feet away, gives it up to Hulskamp. Hulskamp between the rings to Masteller. Near side, Leininger, now Bixler. Ball punched up in the air by Rushi and stolen. Long lead out down the floor, Raiders' Jordan Meyer. He goes dancing in from the right flank and lays it through. Bad pass in at midcourt. Mason Depour on the theft. Mason against Masteller. Offensive foul. Rushi fans don't like it. Anna fans rejoice. It was one of those tough 50-50 calls.
Yeah, my only problem is he took it awfully deep under the basket. He did take it square, but it was awfully deep.
That's where you need that semicircle below the rim.
Yep, I've been saying that for a couple of years.
And Mason Depour denied 2 points and a ball when we return. 50-35, 15-point lead. Rockets on scorersbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Thank you, Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Renderly when you stop by you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Well, Anna, after the timeout, gets a nice post-up play by Cam Stewart below the foul line. He flips in a one-hander from 12, and then Rushi is in duress in backcourt after inbounding the ball, and the Raiders muff it out of bounds right back to Anna.
A nice set play out of the timeout by Anna.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com. 5:50 left in the fourth. The lead 17 for Anna. Here is Masteller. Look at him go. Scooting down the left side of the lane. Flips it in off the backboard. Wow, is he slick. Isaiah Masteller for Anna. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-35. Anna in the lead. Bixler guarding tightly against Flippo 25 feet away. Ball goes baseline to Depour, and it is deflected out by Anna.
There was no count on that time. He must have had the ball 10 seconds.
Mason Depour, 8 at the half. Has he gotten, what, 2 points here in the second half?
He's got 8 still.
8 still. What a job by Anna on Mason Depour, who came in averaging between 18 and 19 on the season, scoring about 40% of the Raiders' points. Well, in his defense, every time he touches the ball, he's got Jules Camp on him. If he gets around, he's got Stewart coming, and he's got Bixler coming, and they're not giving him anything easy at all.
No, 19-point lead, Anna. Rushi inbounding, and it is knocked away and stolen by Anna again. Rockets on the theft. They bring it down. Hills Camp, Masteller, outside the arc on the right, it's Bixler. Bixler foul line, tough 16-foot fadeaway. Bullseye, he's got it. Woo. Wow.
We talked about them getting 25 to 30. Him and Hills Camp, they have 26 now, 13
there,
each.
There you go. 4:54 to go here in the fourth. Look at Masteller overplay on the arc. Goes in between two Raider defenders. Shakes it free. Knocks it down the floor. Gets it on the dead run. And pours it through a layup at the other end.
And he also has 13 now.
39 points among that trio. Bixler, Hulskamp, Masteller for Anna. Here's a reach-in foul by Stewart. As Flippo was headed toward the left corner for Rushi. 4:28 remaining in the game, and the deficit facing the Raiders is 23.
Well, I was saying at the quarter when we were talking during the commercial, I like that four guard and Stewart out there. Boy, are they effective defensively.
Indeed. Yep. They can press you like crazy and turn you over. Here is Rushi inbounding. And then a screen is set. Baseline left for Dawson Luthman. He rims it. Rebound down to Anna. Too much dribbling top of the circle, but Masteller. It's loose on the deck. Rushi with a steal. And there's a held ball. Two Raiders, one Anna player. Daypour this year for Rushi. Mason Daypour is at games of 13, 16, 25, 21, 34, 23, 21, and 18.
And so far, eight.
Only eight. He's been held to single digits twice before, 9 and 7. And as Chuck just pointed out, just eight right now against Anna tonight. 4 minutes to go in the game. 58-35, Anna. Masteller, high post to Kovacs. Back cut, Stewart. Layup good. Precision. 2 points, Rockets.
That's the fourth player in double figures for the Rockets.
And after a sluggish start to the year, the Rockets, who wore their shoulder pads for the first three games, that led to a 1-2 beginning. They're looking for win number 6 in a row tonight. Fadeaway jump shot, foul line, Daypour curls out, no good. Rebound, Anna. Rockets down the floor. Head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. 3:32 to go. Rockets up 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
After a weekend of discussing officiating in both games Friday and Saturday, I haven't said a negative thing about the officiating tonight. I think they've done a heck of a nice job.
Oh, yes. This is a well-worked contest tonight here at the Anna Gym.
I try not to because I know what a hard job it is, but sometimes you just have to say what you're seeing.
Right. I thought the high school officiating in the Fort Laramie Minster game was very good. But the night before Friday, Fort Laramie Fairlawn, there were three or four calls missed badly.
Bad. They had a bad night.
Anna with a miss. Here is Mason Daypour driving down the lane for Rushi. Loops it up on the run. Hangs on the iron. Whistle blows. Shot falls to the floor. And Anna cracked Daypour on the arm. Two free throws coming. He tries to get to double digits. He's at eight. And makes it. He's got 9. Had 8 in the first half. He has been blanked from the floor these last two quarters.
Well, surprisingly, that's his first free throw attempt of the night.
And I tell you what, against everybody else this year, he has managed to get himself to the line. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter, 60-36 in favor of Anna. Anna won the JV game, right, Chuck?
They won the freshman game and the JV game.
So Anna looking for a triple header sweep here tonight. Both free throws up and in.
Made them both.
Napier now with 10 for Rushi. How many Shappy got so far for the Raiders?
Shappy's got 9.
Okay.
Flippo's got 5.
Anna Rocket substituting freely down the stretch of this game. We're going to check out those new numbers and names. Jacob Robinson wears 41, a 6'4 junior. He just arched up a three-pointer to the right of the rim, no good. Rebound Rushi, 2:45 left in the contest. 60-37 Anna. Popping out to catch, high right, and shooting for the Rushi Raiders is Dawson Luthman. Missed it badly. Ball went all the way out to the top of the key. Long rebound. Raiders still control. Luthman gave it up, got it back. He's playing pitch and catch with Nicholas Caldwell, 5'7 junior guard on the arc. Down to 2:16 to go in the fourth. Foul line, Alex Sager. Drops it down inside for Luthman. No one home. Out of bounds and a ball. A week from Friday, these two clubs meet again. And with this win tonight in Shelby County League play, the Anna Rockets will advance to 4-1. Rushi drops to 2-5. Every coach in the Shelby County Athletic League, I think, was here watching tonight.
This was much.
This was a makeup game, so to speak, moved as a result of Anna winning the D6 State Football Championship. Field goal, Anna to her left.
Robinson hit the jumper from about 12 feet.
That was a nice one by Jacob Robinson of the Rockets.
He had a nice JV game.
Rushi with a misfire down to her right. Anna's got it. Straightaway three ball. Look out. Swish! Anna's got it from downtown.
Finkenbein.
McCain Finkenbein. He's got a nice stroke.
He does, and I'll tell you what he does really well in the JV game is, man, can he find the open guy?
6 foot sophomore. Outstanding shooter. Good playmaker. Countering Rushi. Three ball. Got it. Caldwell from distance. 65-40, Anna. 1:10 to go. Here is Robinson, near side pass. Gives it to Ben Kovacs. Kovacs launches, maybe a little longer for him than need be. It clanged off the rim. Rushi garnered the rebound. 53 seconds left. And we've got a change at midcourt.
Yeah, he called a timeout, just get a sub in.
Right.
Yeah, they got the new rule where somebody has to come out of the game.
And Jonathan Bell, junior, 5'9 guard, on the floor for the Raiders. Here's Caldwell coming off a made three. Hits a teammate, Alex Sager, at the foul line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Anna. 40 seconds to go. Rockets down the floor in a hurry. McCain Finkenbein down inside to Kovacs. Extra pass, baseline left.
Look at that pass.
Said to Robinson, down inside to Kovacs from Finkenbein. Two more for Anna.
My goodness. You tell he's a coach's kid.
Playmaker deluxe. Dad is the JV head coach. Here is Rushi with the ball with 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Long three, left corner, yes. Poured in by Logan Gray, senior guard. And Anna will just dribble out the final seconds. 67-43, Anna by 24 points tonight over the Rushi Raiders. It was close for a half, and then Anna pulled away. Anna was up 32-24 at halftime. So it winds up being a 35-19 second half spurt by the Anna Rockets to propel Anna to this triumph here tonight. Very nice win for the Anna Rockets, who advanced, as I said, to 4-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, 7-2 overall. Rushi is 5-8 on the season, 2-5 in league play. Next game for Rushi, Friday at Fort Loramie. Anna's next encounter right back here on Friday night against Fairlawn. These two clubs hook up 1 week from Friday for the second time in 10 days at Rushi. 24-point win
for the Anna Rockets, Chuck, how the Rockets, the home team, and green and white get it done.
Well, they out-rebounded them by six. Rusi turned the ball 20 times, a lot of live ball turnovers for baskets. Rusi led in scoring by Mason Daypour with 10, which is about 10 under his average.
Right.
And Zane Chappie, who had 9, he's my Clancy's player of the game for the Raiders. On the other side, very balanced. They had 3 young men with 13. They had Isaiah Masteller. They had Riley Huelskamp. They had Bart Bixler. And then they got 10 out of Cam Stewart. So they had 4 kids in double figures. My player of the game on the other side, Clancy's, is Isaiah Masteller.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a few new underwriting sponsors, including Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Glad to have Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle Sports Therapy aboard here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jim has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain a great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park Street, accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. And so many thanks to Pinnacle, Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna, Reese Meiring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. All our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Don't forget that prom dress exchange coming up this Sunday at Fort Loramie Elementary. We highlight it every year. It happens Martin Luther King weekend. That's this Sunday, Fort Loramie Elementary, from 11 to 1. Homecoming dresses, shoes, accessories, they're all dropped off. Then from 1:30 to 3:30, you browse, you shop, you buy. 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up items. Cash only. For information, call Jennifer, 710-2746, 710-2746. That's the Fort Loramie Prom Dress Exchange, sponsored by Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. This Sunday begins at 11 at Fort Loramie Elementary. Speaking of Fort Loramie, the Fort Loramie girls are in action against Powerhouse D3 Loudonville at 9 a.m. Saturday at the Classic in the Country, followed by Tri-Village against D3 Powerhouse Margaretta. So the two D4 strongholds in girls basketball in this region are in action against very good D3 programs up at Berlin Highland on Saturday. Chuck, and we're there.
Well, if I had to put money on it, I'd like to bet. I would say that Tri-Village and Fort Loramie will be the regional final this year to go to Columbus. So I'm anxious to see. I know how outstanding Fort Loramie is. I'm looking forward to seeing what Tri-Village has.
Yeah, a little bit of an aberration. Margaretta has beaten Loudonville 81-39.
Yeah.
I don't think those two clubs are that far apart, although Fort Loramie may have the lesser of the challenge in those two games on Saturday morning. Tri-Village, the tougher of the two. But we're there for both games, and we'll have coaches Siegel and Gray on via recorded interviews in the pregame at about 10 till 9 and at about 10:20. Tip-off for the two games, 9 o'clock and approximately 10:30 on Saturday morning.
Morning. That's the
morning.
Key.
Morning. And we're there the night before. Enjoyed it tonight. Anna victorious by 24 over Rushi. Rushi is young, small. They're getting bigger and better. It's a club that I think come tournament time could be real pesky in the Pickwa sectional. Anna has shed the shoulder pads for good. The Rockets have got their basketball legs back and are in high gear. It's going to be quite a run to the Shelby County League finish line.
Yep.
Anna, Jackson Center with Fort Loramie closing fast down the stretch.
Well, it's always great. I mean, no matter who, we always have outstanding teams in the Shelby County League, and it always comes down to the wire, and this year's going to be no exception.
And don't count out Fairlawn, Botkins, and Rushi possibly as spoilers, as
right.
Those other three conclude the Shelby County League schedules in January and February.
Well, Fairlawn almost spoiled Fort Loramie on Friday night.
Yes, and Fairlawn almost spoiled it for Jackson Center the week before.
The week before, exactly.
Right.
Unfortunately for them, those were both home losses, though.
Yes, in OT.
Yep.
My mistake, the Jackson Center one was not OT. But nonetheless, we've had a slew of overtime games.
Yeah, we have.
Including Fort Loramie and Minster this past Saturday night for the fourth straight year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that is amazing, and Fort Loramie has won them all. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna, where the Rockets have won all three games, the freshman tilt, the JV game, and the varsity contest by a score of 67-43.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.